Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that's bound to change the streaming game, Disney CEO Bob Iger has just announced a major crackdown on password sharing across its platforms. This strategy, aiming to emulate Netflix's success, could redefine how we access our favorite shows and sports events on Disney+, Hulu, and ESPN+. Starting in select regions this June and set to expand globally by September, Disney's new measures are designed to curb the practice of password sharing in an effort to boost signups and revenue. This announcement follows a trend initiated by Netflix, which has already seen positive results from a similar approach. By enforcing these rules, Disney aims to increase its subscriber base and reduce the number of freeloaders. For users caught sharing passwords, the consequences include receiving a warning and being asked to pay a fee to continue viewing. Moreover, there will be additional charges for adding family members to the account. While the exact details of the enforcement and fee structure are yet to be disclosed, the implications are clear. Sharing your streaming account passwords could soon cost you more than you bargained for. This strategy not only reflects Disney's admiration for Netflix's accomplishments in this area, but also signals a significant shift in how streaming services manage their user policies. With Netflix having experienced a spike in new subscribers and an increase in revenues following their crackdown, Disney is likely hoping for similar success. As the streaming wars continue to heat up, this move by Disney could mark a pivotal moment in the ongoing battle for viewer loyalty and revenue growth. This Sunday night, the Moody Center in Austin, Texas, becomes the epicenter of country music as it hosts the 2024 CMT Music Awards. With Kelsey Ballerini at the helm, the event promises a blend of star-studded performances and heartfelt tributes, all set against the backdrop of the industry's finest talents vying for top honors. The live broadcast kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern, offering fans across the East Coast the chance to tune in real-time, while those on the West Coast can catch a tape-delayed airing. Paramount Plus subscribers have the added advantage of streaming the ceremony live, ensuring no one misses out on this musical extravaganza. The competition is fierce this year, with Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, Megan Maroney, and host Ballerini each securing top nominations. The stage will be graced by performances from a lineup that reads like a who's who of country music, including Bailey Zimmerman, Keith Urban, Sam Hunt, and the nominated trio of Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Ballerini, alongside country icons Kacey Musgraves and Reba McEntire. Amidst the celebration, the awards night will also pause to honor the legacy of the late Toby Keith, featuring a special tribute that underscores the evening's emotional depth. Adding to the night's highlights, Trisha Yearwood is set to debut her new track, Put It in a Song, marking a moment of new beginnings amidst the reflections. The event's anticipation builds from 7 p.m. Eastern with a pre-show on CMT, leading into the main event's live broadcast from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on CBS and Paramount+. The red carpet will be a spectacle in its own right, showcasing the glamour of artists like Megan Maroney, Ashley McBride, and Lily Rose, among other luminaries in the music industry. As the country music community gathers in Austin, the 2024 CMT Music Awards are set to celebrate the genre's past, present, and future, all in one unforgettable night. In a twist that's as dramatic as the plot of the movie itself, Dev Patel's highly anticipated directorial debut, Monkey Man, finds itself caught in the crosshairs of censorship, delaying its premiere in India. The Central Board of Film Certification, or CBFC, has raised concerns over the film's portrayal of violence, fearing it might not sit well with the Indian audience. This development has led to a swirl of anticipation and a bit of confusion among fans eagerly waiting to see Patel's take on an Indian John Wick. Monkey Man has been making waves internationally, especially after its rave reviews at the SXSW Festival. The film's narrative centers around a young man's quest for revenge following a tragedy, a storyline that has resonated with audiences globally. However, to align with the CBFC's guidelines and ensure a smooth release in India, changes were made to the film, including the alteration of saffron political banners to red. Despite these adjustments, the film's release, initially scheduled for April 19th, hangs in balance. The possibility now looms that the premiere could be pushed to April 26th, should the censorship process not conclude in time. This delay has only fueled the anticipation among the Indian audience, leaving them in limbo over when they'll get to witness Patel's cinematic vision. The situation underscores the delicate balance filmmakers must navigate between creative expression and cultural sensitivities. As Monkey Man awaits its fate, the question remains, will the changes suffice for a green light from the CBFC, or will Patel's debut face further hurdles? The uncertainty continues, but one thing is clear. The anticipation for Monkey Man in India is palpable. In a move that has ignited a firestorm of debate, Pink Floyd's celebration of the 50th anniversary of The Dark Side of the Moon through an animation competition has taken an unexpected turn. One of the winning entries, crafted using AI technology, has become the center of controversy, challenging the very essence of art and creativity. The competition was designed to honor the legacy of one of rock music's most iconic albums. However, the inclusion and celebration of an AI-generated piece among the winners have struck a discordant note with fans and critics alike. Accusations of betraying Pink Floyd's long-standing tradition of handcrafted art have been loud and clear, with many feeling that the essence of genuine creativity has been compromised. The backlash has not only targeted the band's decision, but also raised broader ethical questions about the role of AI in art. Critics argue that relying on artificial intelligence for creative endeavors amounts to exploitation and theft, undermining the value of human creativity. This sentiment has sparked a heated debate about whether AI-generated art can be considered legitimate. Adding to the controversy is the scrutiny of the competition's judges, particularly Gerald Scarf. Scarfy's association with Pink Floyd's iconic hand-drawn animations has led many to question the rationale behind endorsing an AI-generated piece. The decision has not only overshadowed the achievements of other winners, but also prompted a wider conversation about the impact of AI on traditional artistic practices. As the debate rages on, the art world finds itself at a crossroads, grappling with the implications of AI's role in creative expression. The controversy surrounding Pink Floyd's animation competition serves as a stark reminder of the challenges and ethical dilemmas posed by the intersection of technology and art. Dive deep into the roots of a dystopian society with Suzanne Collins' 2020 prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. This novel takes us 64 years back to the 10th Hunger Games, offering a fresh perspective on the origins of the tyrannical Coriolanus Snow, long before Katniss Everdeen became the symbol of rebellion. Before he rose to power as Panem's ruthless president, Snow was a young man with ambitions. The story centers on his role as a mentor to a District 12 tribute during the 10th Hunger Games. His goal? To secure personal glory by turning his tribute into a spectacle, a strategy that foreshadows the manipulative leader he would become. This narrative is packed with action and raises philosophical questions about humanity's nature, charting Snow's moral descent and the formation of his worldview. A significant revelation from the prequel film ties back to the original trilogy, highlighting Snow's manipulation of history. Lucy Gray, who should have mentored Haymitch Abernathy in the 50th Hunger Games, was erased from history by Snow, a move that left Haymitch without guidance. This manipulation showcases Snow's early penchant for control and deceit, setting the stage for his future tyranny. Despite this setback, Haymitch's victory in the second quarter quell stands as a testament to his resilience and ingenuity, qualities that would make him a formidable mentor to future tributes. The Hunger Games saga has grown to encompass 5 films, with this latest prequel adding depth to the franchise's rich narrative tapestry. Fans can explore the entire series, including The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, on Netflix, where the dystopian drama of Panem continues to captivate audiences worldwide. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.